cooling off period. They can't just strike immediately. They have to go to this arbitrator, and then they have a 30-day cooling off period. During this time, the flight attendants will be seen wearing Chaos on their T-shirts, Chaos T-shirts. They'll be in different airports across the United States. Now, here's what you need to know. U.S. Airways said that it intends to continue to negotiate with its flight attendants to reach a fair and equitable contract. But if no agreement is reached before the cooling off period ends, the airline says it will be left with no choice but to shut down the airlines immediately. So, folks, the cooling off period ends at 12:01 a.m. Saturday, March 25th. So that'd be like Friday night, you know, midnight, and then at 12:01 a.m. Saturday, March 25th is when the cooling off period ends. A lot of times they go right down to the wire, and then, you know, many times they settle, but then when they don't, it throws everything into a huge uproar, because if the flight attendants walk out and go on strike, anybody flying March 25th or those next few days, which is right in the middle of a lot of our spring break time. So U.S. Airways, if you've got tickets flying Saturday, March 25th, you might want to call your travel agent and just ask what happens. And really, we don't know at this time. There's no easy answer, but I just think you should be aware. March 25th, deadline for the U.S. Air flight attendants, cooling off period. They could take a little strike. I think you should get ready to dial your phones, because it's time for our Travel Queen quiz question. I've got a T-shirt from Super Clubs. Super Clubs has Breezes, Runaway Bay in Jamaica. They've got wonderful properties all over, and they've got different types of property, whether you want family, all adult only. You know, they've just offer a little bit of everything. And Super Clubs has sent us a T-shirt, and we also have a ball cap from our own Capital City Airport, where, you know, many times it's much cheaper to fly right from Lansing to destinations all over the world. So that's what we've got to send out to our lucky winner this morning. We are going to take caller number 7, Brock. And the Travel Queen quiz question of the week is, many large U.S. cities have wonderful ethnic neighborhoods, but in what city will you find the biggest Chinatown in the United States? Okay, in what city will you find the biggest Chinatown in the United States? We're going to open up the phone line, so keep trying. The number is 363-2002, 363-2002. It's toll free, 888-557-3628, 888-557-3628. And toll free, you just have to hit star 1240 in your car if you have Sentry Tel service. 363-2002, the question is, in what city will you find the biggest Chinatown in the United States? Good morning, caller. Who's this?
Audrey Cooper.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
Fine.
Well, can you give us a guess on what city it might be?
I guess San Francisco.
You guess correct. Excellent.
We were out there this summer.
Oh, were you? That's a good way to learn things. See how much you learn when you travel.
Right.
Well, that is great, Audrey. And we've got a T-shirt for you and a ball cap. And the largest Chinatown in the United States is in San Francisco. You're right. Audrey, you got any more trips planned?
Well, my husband wants to go back to Scotland.
Oh, of course, I don't blame him.
And want to go to West Virginia this summer because his dad did a statue of John Henry. It's right there at the bend thing.
Oh, really?
And under a tunnel or something.
Uh-huh.
So we want to go there and see it.
Oh, absolutely. Get your picture taken next to it and send me a postcard.
All right, okay.
Okay, all right. Audrey, hold on. Brock will get your name and address.
Okay.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Audrey. And all of you who tried to get in on that, San Francisco does have the largest Chinatown in the United States. Next up here, we're going to have our Soaring Eagle Spotlight. Lots going on in Soaring Eagle Casino Resort in Mount Pleasant. The first thing you need to know is you can ride. There are regular scheduled routes, and I believe that now there are Tuesday and Thursday evenings. The Thursday evenings must have been going quite well. And you can ride with Dean Trailways of Michigan, and just give them a call at 800-282-DEAN. Tell them you heard on the Travel Queen show that you can pick up a motor coach right here in Lansing and go to the Soaring Eagle. And the best part is you get wonderful coupon booklets. You'll pay a total of $35, but you will receive a $45 value. They give you $40 in coin and a $5 food and beverage coupon. So for your $35, you get $45 worth of fun and a ride to the casino. They do trips during the week. And what I want you to know, this just happened with the hospital group out in my town. You can charter your own bus. You can give me a call or Dean Trailways a call at 282-DEAN. And you can charter your own group. If you've got a group at work, a group of friends, and you think you can get 35, 40 people together, you can charter your own bus and just have a party all the way there and back. I heard that it was just a great camaraderie builder with the hospital. They had a wonderful trip the other night. Just went up for a few hours gambling and just laughed and had a great time on the bus. So that is something that you can do to the Soaring Eagle also. Maybe you'd like to get a little romantic and spend a night or two. Make sure you give them a call at the resort at 888-7-EAGLE-7 because many of their dates get sold out. It's such a wonderful place. Most people, once they go there, they go and stay again. It becomes their new favorite local spot to spend just an overnight or two. They've got Saginaw Chippewa Indians Native American art decorating the whole place. The resort itself is 4 Diamond. It is gorgeous. And that number to call again is 888-7-EAGLE-7. Make sure you tell them the Travel Queen sent me. We are moving right down the line. Marcia's probably at the airport, but just want everyone to know that how she got to the airport was with Lansing Limousine Service. All she had to do was call 349-4300. That's 349-4300 for Lansing Limousine Service. We need hot travel tips. Got a few of those also. Here's a hot travel tip. I checked some prices this morning, folks. Prices are generally up. If you can be a little flexible, it would help. But there are a few good places, few good bargains. You can fly right out of Lansing Capital City Airport to the West Coast to Los Angeles for $268 round trip. It's on American Airlines. It's a great price. Lansing to Albuquerque, $263. In Lansing to New Orleans, $238. These are round-trip fares. Also, if you want to fly Detroit to New York City, $197 round-trip. And here's something. It's not a surprise. You can fly from Detroit to Anchorage, Alaska this summer, during the peak season, this summer, if you book it now, for $410 round-trip. The next lowest price I found was $684, and some of them are up as high as $713. So this is the deal. It's on Alaska Airlines. They had that unfortunate crash, and this is what happens in order to get business built back up. They are a very safe airline. It's not my opinion. It's a fact because they have shown before this crash had wonderful maintenance service. So now they're trying to win back some of their clientele, and you win by low airfares. Detroit to Anchorage this summer, $410 round trip on Alaska Airlines. That's it for our hot travel tips this morning. Want to remind you to mark that date, March 26th. It's a Sunday. We're going to be spending some time together, I hope, in the afternoon at Signatures. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll have a light lunch at 1 o'clock. We'll have a program at 2. We'll have door prizes. And Karen Rios from Holland America will be there. Marsha will be there. I'll be there. We want to talk with you personally about our trip to Alaska September 20th. I want to invite all my listeners to go. I'd love to take you and show you Alaska. We're going to do the Inside Passage, 7-night cruise on the Vane Dam, and you will be getting invitations. If you've ever called into the show, you'll be getting an invitation for that. So mark that on your calendar, March 26th. Oh, and the next 2 weeks, don't miss the show. We're going to be giving away, start our promotion next week with Great Lakes Crossing Mall. I think we've got coupons, gift certificates from the mall. We've got an overnight stay. We've got all kinds of things to give away the next couple weeks. We've got trips, in fact, 2 trips to give away in March. So don't miss all next month. Marcia says it's our sweeps month. We're going to be giving away lots of great things. I want to thank our sponsors, Key Tours, Lansing Limousine, Soaring Eagle Casino Resort, and Dean Trailways of Michigan. Thanks, Engineer Brock, for handling the whole show in there by yourself.
You're welcome, Jane. Pleasure as always.
We'll be back here live next Saturday morning.
Brought to you by DeGro Travel, the full-service travel agency serving you nationwide. call 663-4000 or 1-800-231-6246.
The procedure is pre-formed for travel.
We're Lansing's weather station, News Talk 1240.
WJIN, Lansing.
CNN Radio News, I'm Caitlin Murphy. Don't expect tumbling prices for gas or home heating oil anytime soon. U.S. Energy Secretary Bill Richardson says his meeting with the Saudi Arabian oil minister, seeking an increase in OPEC oil production, was encouraging and positive. But a Saudi oil official says no increase is expected before July because of a fear of sharp revenue reduction. More oil in the pipeline increases the supply to meet the demand.
This hour, the Travel Queen Show, brought to you by Dean Trailways of Michigan. Now offering motor coach transportation on Thursday nights to the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Climb on board and leave the driving to Dean Trailways as you enjoy an evening at the Soaring Eagle. Contact Dean Trailways at 1-800-282-DEAN. Dean Trailways of Michigan, the Dean of Transportation.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Travel Queen Show. I'm Jane DeGro, and I thank you for joining me. Hope you will not miss a second of the travel tips, facts, and opinions we have lined up for today's show. My first interview this morning will be with Arnie Wiseman of the Wiseman Travel Report. I'll be talking about Zion National Park. Next up this morning will be Michael Modzelewski. He's the author of a book called Inside Passage, Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles, and Kwakoutl Indians. If you've ever dreamed of escaping your hectic life and heading out into the wilderness to live, don't miss this interview. That's exactly what Michael did. During the second hour of the Travel Queen Show, Karen Rios of Holland America West Tours will be my guest. Karen and I will talk about Alaska. Yes, for this summer with Holland America, and also we've got a cruise with Holland America to Alaska coming up September 20th. We're going to talk more about that. Hope you'll stay tuned to the Travel Queen Show right up until 10 o'clock this morning because we have our usual lineup. Our Key Tours update, our Travel Queen quiz question where we have a t-shirt from Super Clubs and a ball cap from Capital City Airports to give away. We've got the Soaring Eagle Spotlight from the Soaring Eagle Casino Resort in Mount Pleasant. We've got some industry clips, and we'll wind up the show today with our hot travel tips. But first, I want to say good morning to the Queen's Court. It would be just the royal subject in the control booth this morning, our chief engineer who runs the board and gets us on the air every Saturday morning. Good morning, Brock.
Good morning, Jane.
Well, there you are, all alone in there. Must be pretty quiet.
Yeah, it is quiet in here today.
Well, so you're going to be running everything, catching the phones, just doing it all.
I've actually got to do some work today.
Yeah, you're going to have to move a little fast.
Yeah.
Well, this is the day that Marcia and her family are heading to Italy, and she just couldn't leave well enough alone because here she
Apparently
is.
Not.
Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, and arrivederci, Jane.
Arrivederci?
How do you like that for my Italian? I'm pretty smooth.
Arrivederci. In fact, you're going to hear a little arrivederci. We can practice it while we're talking. So are you excited or what?
We are just fired up this morning. I'm running around. If you saw my backpack, though, you'd be concerned if it's actually going to go on my back because it's pretty loaded with snacks and various paraphernalia that I can't leave home without.
So you're going to put it on and tip over, probably.
Probably. I said to Craig, I don't think we've ever packed this much in these backpacks. It's supposed to be kind of like a light bag that goes over our back that we take on the plane with us.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, with Blake coming, our little 3.5-year-old nephew, I had to have the Cracker Jack. Had to have every animal cracker and chocolate and vanilla, everything I could think of for him, as well as a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
You don't want him eating that airline food.
Exactly. I got to keep him healthy and ready to go to see all those fountains and old buildings and churches.
Well, you know, Marcia, that it is not going to be Blake that's going to be eating that. It's going to be all your sisters and family. It's going to be the big kids that are going to be eating all the snacks. Poor little kid will probably be asleep.
He will. He not only will he be asleep, but when he wakes up, he'll say, Is there anything left, Sasha? Is there anything left? He knows. This kid might be 3 and a half, but he knows how we like to eat. So, how are you doing in the studio this
morning? Well, we're running around here a little crazy, but hey, it's Saturday morning. It's time for the show. Of course we are.
We wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
Well, yeah. We have our house sitters are here. Lansing Limousine is on the way. So I think we've talked about it for so many weeks, it's like it's now here.
So you're just waiting for the car to pick you up.
Isn't that wonderful?
So you did call Lansing Limousine.
Yes, Jane. Thank you. This is a wonderful idea.
Well, isn't that great? Doesn't it take like a huge load off your mind this morning that you just know a car is coming, they're going to drive you to the airport, pull right up and drop you off, and they'll be there when you get back?
It's wonderful, and especially how tired we were going to be. They're long travel days, both on both ends of this journey. They are long travel days, so we will be so happy to just sit back and just take that drive to Detroit Metro and then to come back and be dropped off.
Yeah. So tell everybody who's just tuning in where you're headed and a brief outline of your trip.
We are heading to Rome with 16 family members, 4 generations, mm-hmm. and... Boy, we're going to Rome, and that's about as best. Other than the papal visit, we have an audience with the Pope on Wednesday.
Marcia?
Yes?
I have a question.
Yes?
Pope's in Egypt right now.
I'm very concerned.
And he is coming back tonight.
Today.
Okay.
I'm praying every day for his health.
Did you just hear the news, though? It said that he was then having a trip to Asia or something. I didn't even hear
Israel.
From. Israel. Okay, that's right.
Yes, but he's saying he's going there for just purely religious reasons. And all I keep thinking is, bring him back alive.
Okay,
just so bring our Pope back to us.
He's doing all this, and he's going to be there to see you on Wednesday, you're sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I've been listening every day. Where is he now, and is he still coming back? And yes, he is still scheduled to be home tonight. So we should be in pretty good shape by Wednesday. I figured let him have as much rest as he needs. Let him come home and relax. And he's going to need some rest once all of my family show up on Wednesday.
That's it. And those of you who weren't available to listen to the show last week, Marcia and the whole entire Glynn family weaseled an audience with the Pope. And it's for this Wednesday. It just happened. It's like, it's just who you know. One of your very good friends who's a priest is working at the Vatican right now. And you are in. If the Pope is there,
weasel.
You're in.
I like how you say weasel, Jane. You
weasel.
Know me pretty well.
I'm telling you, there are going to be people that are standing out in the streets lining it. And, you know, there you are going to be ushered right in, probably with several, you know, 100 other people. But it doesn't matter that it's still very exclusive.
We are just thrilled. We are just absolutely thrilled. Other than that, we're all hanging pretty loose on what we want to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're just going to kind of... Now, I have one sister who I'm calling Hobo Joe because she plans on jumping the rails and going to Venice and going to Florence and going here and there. And I'm thinking, well, that's one way to do a vacation.
Yeah, well, and you're going to be based in Rome you've got about 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, so I figure we're all just going to kind of hang loose. But if she wants to do that, she may change her mind once she gets there. But, you know, we're all just kind of can't wait to be together. Just can't wait to be together as a family and just take
in
Rome together.
Yeah, right.
So.
Well, and so we have to keep our fingers crossed, A, that the Pope gets back and he's feeling well, and B, that the transportation strikes are not on while you're there, because they've been kind of on and off and on and off.
Have you heard anything? Do you have an update?
I did not hear anything this weekend. I heard them last weekend. And the last I heard was they had the day that you're supposed to go back to the airport was the day they were going to have a little strike. But
which would be fine as long as there's a private transportation taking us to the airport, because we leave early in the morning, so that's okay. Great. Well, Jane, ciao.
Yes.
Is
ciao, baby.
Did I say that right?
Yes. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.
And have a great trip. You will be back on the air next week. We will have all the details about the Glynn family trip to Rome.
You got it. Bye, Brock. Bye, Jane.
Bye. Have a great trip.
Thank
you. See you, Marcia.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, that's Marcia. She is heading to Rome with 16 members. So she's just like 4 generations. They are from 3.5 years old to 78 years old. They've got her aunts going, her dad, her sisters, nieces and nephews. It's just wonderful. Well, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, I'm going to have an interview with Arnie Wiseman. So don't go away.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe.
Two great lazy boy chairs. One. Great low price.
It's your last chance. Today through Monday, get two great Lazy Boy chairs at one great low price. Genuine Lazy Boy chairs, now two for $4.99. Only at the Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Genuine Lazy Boy recliners, now two for $5.99. Pick an identical pair or mix and match styles and fabrics, but get two great Lazy Boy chairs at one great low price. Choose from our entire inventory, over 2,000 chairs, including leather. It's Michigan's largest in-stock selection, or select your fabric and custom order two great Lazy Boy chairs at one great low price. Plus, up to 1 year interest-free financing with approved credit. You heard it right. Through this Monday only, get two great Lazy Boy chairs at one great low price. Stock or custom order.
Now at the new Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Now open in Lansing, just a quarter mile west of the Lansing Mall on West Saginaw. Lansing's only complete Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery.
Here are the books you asked for. Can I suggest anything else?
No, thanks. I hope these will help. Martha, how's your search going? Have you found any new ideas for the Junior Scouts project? I don't want to end up doing the same project we've done for the past 5 years.
Not to worry, Evelyn. Listen to this. The kids can learn geography and practice arts and crafts by making maps of the United States out of doilies.
That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my whole life.
Oh, like you have a better one.
Oh, where'd you get that idea anyway? Out of the stupid projects for stupid heads book?
Shh, ladies, please.
When adults run out of ideas for helping children, they can feel as frustrated as kids. So where can grown-ups go for more ideas? Connectforkids.org on the web. Get connected to thousands of resources for helping kids in your community.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
Is there a problem?
She started it.
Shh. ConnectForKids.org. Guidance for grown-ups.
A public service message brought to you by the Benton Foundation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And let's return to the Travel Queen, Jane DeGroe.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Vinton. And Jane, back to you.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for listening. We are broadcasting live this morning from the studios right here in Lansing, Michigan. We're at WJIM News Talk 1240. Remember, those phone lines are always open on my show. The numbers are 363-2002, 888-557-3628, or star 1240 with CenturyTel service in your car. Welcome to the Travel Queen Show, Arnie Wiseman. Good morning, Arnie.
Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm great. We use your Wiseman Travel Report every week on the show. I use it for my research and find great little clips and ideas for my travelers. So appreciate the product that you produce.
Well, thank you.
You have been to Zion National Park?
Yeah, I actually, it was in combination with a trip to Las Vegas.
That and, doesn't seem to go together, Arnie.
Well,
you've got your hiking boots and your glitzy outfits.
Well, it is a fun combination, actually, because you couldn't want more contrast.
Yes.
Driving, it's maybe hour and a half apart, one from the other.
Uh-huh.
So you really can go from, you know, serene. And actually, the night that I happened to be staying there was the night that the shooting stars were at their height. So you see those sorts of lights one night, and then you go onto the strip in Las Vegas, and you couldn't see a star if your life depended upon it. But, Zion is a beautiful park. It's one of the ones I hadn't been to yet. I have some friends who are Park Service rangers who end up living in various parks, and I usually spend a bit of the summer with them wherever they are, and they happen to be in Zion right now. And it was nice because they kind of gave me an insider view. They took me to some places that actually literally aren't on the map, but that are open to the public. And this is something that my friend had told me, was that in the sense of wanting to give people a little bit of the spirit of adventure, they don't put every road in. so that if you come upon
something... Oh, you're kidding. Oh, so the guys that are out four-wheeling feel so cool when they find a road that's not on the map and they go.
Right. And as long as it doesn't say, you know, closed...
Impassable.
You can go. And they took me to some of these places, and it is a gorgeous, gorgeous park. It's in a canyon. Zion is in often associated with Bryce National Park, mm-hmm. which is... they're not adjacent, but they're not far from one another, and Canyonlands is also up in that area. And the difference between the two is Zion is you're in a canyon looking at the bottom of a canyon for the most part, although you can get up to the top too. Looking up, it's beautiful, beautiful cliffs and walls, whereas Bryce, the erosion has formed these giant arches and pinnacles, so that you're walking through sort of a more eerie sort of landscape. But neither of the parks have uniform landscape, so that you have a lot of variety to see different things no matter which park you go to.
Mm-hmm.
And with Zion, you have everything from what looks like almost high desert to lush green riverside hiking trails and things like that with even waterfalls. So it's a very nice park. It's not huge. It's not overwhelming, so that if you have a car, you can really see the park well in a three-day visit, let's say. And it's a good park. I found out I was with my wife and seven-year-old daughter,
mm-hmm.
and it was a very nice park for families. They have several trails, which a seven-year-old can feel a bit challenged, but won't be
you don't end up caring.
Right, yes. Right, good for the parents that way,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Good for Dad. What kind of accommodations are at Zion?
There's, in the park itself, there is a lodge, and
great.
It is very reasonably priced, I think. And I'm not, don't quote me on this, but I think it was maybe $75 a night.
Well, that is because some of the lodges are inside the national parks are very expensive, and
yes.
they're booked up a year and a half in advance.
Yes, and that is the one thing with this is that you do need to make your reservations early.
Unless you have a friend that works there, right, Arnie?
Right. I stayed with him. So
oh.
It's just, actually, we stayed with him for a couple of nights and went camping a couple of
oh,
nights.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah,
great.
And there's lots of campgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... And we went in the middle of the summer, which is actually a fairly good time to go. You don't want to go too early in the year because the rivers are just too high.
Too raging.
Yeah, and a lot of the hiking that you can do, actually you end up walking along the river, walking through the river for various periods of time.
Oh.
So you want to go at a time when the water isn't too high. And you also want to go when it's not too low.
Right,
it's not,
right.
not much fun when you're just walking through the dry
mud
river.
Mud puddles,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and this is Zion National Park we're talking
Zion
about.
Zion National Park, right. Yes. And the Virgin River runs through it. And one of the things that was the, this is the, I think part of the experience is that you do want to bring along a little, you know, those little plastic and aluminum chairs and sit yourself down in the river in the afternoon when it gets a little hot in some shady spot. And put a couple of beers in the water to keep cool and get out your book and look up at the beautiful scenery and just pass your time that way. You don't have to be hiking the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds wonderful. And only an hour and a half from Las Vegas, huh?
Right.
Wow.
And then when you go to the other end of that highway.
That would be two ends of the universe, wouldn't
right.
it?
Yeah, I had not been to Las Vegas for about 5 years, which is to say I had not been to this Las Vegas.
Isn't it? My husband was there 2 weeks ago, and I bet it's been 3 or 4 years, and he was amazed.
Yeah, the change is phenomenal. There's, you know, now monorails connecting many of the hotels,
mm-hmm.
and they're either called trams or monorails, depending upon which hotel it is, which will get you from one end of the strip to the other. Actually, most of them are in the newly built area, and they'll take you as close as around the middle, where the Mirage is and the Venetian, the new hotel. I stayed in the Venetian.
Oh, did you?
Which is a brand new hotel. It's all, they say all suite. It's kind of a bi-level room. It's certainly very, very nice. And it has a shopping mall with a, it's not really a river, but there's a
gondola ride.
Yeah, canals, I guess is what it is. Right, they're taking the Venice theme
yes, yeah.
all the way through.
My husband stayed across the street at Treasure Island, but his conference was at the Venetian, and so it's just huge. I mean, each one of the hotels, you can be right next door and say, I'm at the Mirage, I'm going over to Caesar's Palace, and it's a 20, 25-minute walk.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely. And that was one thing that, again, with a 7-year-old...
you learned.
Yeah, because we got tickets to see Siegfried and Roy,
oh, sure.
which I'd never seen before, which was very interesting. And
Arnie,
yes.
What does that mean? When somebody says to me, it was very interesting, what does that mean? Because I have to tell you, I've been to Vegas many times, and I've never seen it either.
I recommend it.
Okay,
I recommend
all right.
Seeing it. I like, but I have to say, I like magic.
Okay.
And it was a very, very elaborate and well-done mm-hmm. Magic show, entertaining. Siegfried and Roy are characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the white tigers that they have
yeah.
in their show are not as big a part of the show as I thought they would be, but they appear and disappear at various points that are to good effect.
Mm-hmm. Those tickets are not cheap, are they?
No tickets in Las Vegas these days
true.
Are cheap. And in fact, you're right, they were, I think, $82 per person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Las Vegas style seating where you have you get a seat at a table
mm-hmm.
Which you share with
people,
several strangers
yeah. and so you can get your drink minimum crowded yeah. onto the table
exactly and they give you you know your drinks before the show starts
line them up
exactly and you can, if you are staying at one of the properties I believe the Mirage, the Bellagio and Treasure Island are all owned by the same company.
Right.
And if you're staying in one of those three properties, then you're allowed to buy your ticket 60 days in advance.
Mm.
And in that case, you might get in this pit area. The stage actually is sort of an H shape, and people are allowed to sit in the inside of the H so that you can watch the magic from all sides, which actually is very effective in saying, how did they do that with everybody watching them from all sides?
Yeah.
And let me think. There was Anthony Hopkins was in the audience, and they said a big hello to him.
Uh-huh.
And it was a
very
was
Las
a funny,
Vegas, you
yes,
know?
Yes, very, very Las
there's
Vegas.
People in the audience, people on the, yes. It's just, there's just, no place else like Las Vegas.
No.
I have seen the exact same show, let's say the Oak Ridge Boys performing at the MGM for $68 per person, the exact same show in Branson at the resort there for $22, and they come out during the intermission and shake hands and sign autographs in Branson. Not in Vegas, you know.
No.
But,
well, Las Vegas has gotten expensive in many regards.
Yes.
The new hotels that are trying to be very upscale. And the other show that I saw, which was $100 and included no drinks and no special program, was Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
And they had two shows now with permanent homes in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
The one I saw was called O, and it is water is an integral part of it. In fact, it's all sort of with acrobatics that people end up in the water, and the stage itself is the star of the show because sometimes the water... People are diving into it 1 minute, the next minute someone's running across the top of it, so they have all sorts of different hydraulic segments to the stage. It's really a fascinating show.
And was it worth $100 per person?
I think it would depend. My wife thought absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter thought no way.
And you were in between?
And I was right, literally and figuratively in between.
I certainly did enjoy it. Yeah, that's supposed to be something. But, yeah, it's hard to peel off those $100 bills for seats,
yes.
you know.
Yes, and actually I had something that was went in terms of Las Vegas. I was trying to give my daughter a lesson in gambling in the sense of, you know, this is nothing that she should be too interested in,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the odds are against you and all this sort of stuff. And so I asked her, just as an example, I said, you know, what's your favorite number? She said 6, and so I said, I'll be right back, and I went, and she wasn't allowed to come over
right,
there, but
the
I
floor.
Went to the roulette table, put $20 on number 6, and it hit number 6.
I knew it.
Yeah. And
anytime
I came back
you're trying to teach a kid.
So she she did.
Good lesson, Arnie.
Yeah, right. I don't think she got the lesson I intended. But
so $20 turned into $700 on number six.
Right.
Wow. That's. I swear, you'll never happen again.
No.
But that is exactly. If you're trying to teach the kids a lesson about gambling, that's the only time you're ever going to win. Oh, did you get over to the Bellagio?
I did, and it's an interesting place as well. When I went there, that was where the Cirque du Soleil show was. When I went there early to pick up the tickets early in the day and then went there, both times, actually, my wife and daughter and I were challenged about coming in because we were with my daughter. They said, you know, are you a registered guest? What are you doing here? Because they don't really want kids. They're trying to make it a very upscale experience.
Oh.
And, you know, when I told them why we were